We will find our opportunity and our way, Jarlaxle assured him. There is a war coming somewhere. There can be no other explanation for the machinations of the Matron Mother. She brings all others close now and holds them fast as her collective thrall. She thickens her armor indeed, Kimuriel agreed. There will be seams in that armor, Jarlaxle stated rather determinedly before he could catch himself. Kimuriel offered a wry smile at his outburst. I did not build Bregendieff to see it turned into a faction of the House Baenri garrison, Jarlaxle explained. He hesitated then, thinking that he would be wise to temper his words. But as he considered it, it didn't really matter, for Kimuriel could read his thoughts as easily as listen to his words, even if the magical eye patch prevented psionic intrusion. So flustered was Jarlaxle at that time that he was wearing his emotions openly. I will do as the Matron Mother commanded, for now, he told his co-leader. But this is a temporary arrangement. I did not escape this wretched hole in the ground, only to be pulled back in at the whim of my foolish of the Matron Mother. Sister, Kimuriel added. And no, this is not a desirable detour for Bregendieff. They'll let us find the seams in my dear sister's armor, Jarlaxle offered. Miss Barris Armgo already has discerned one, Kimuriel replied. Kiorl? Indeed. It was a Baenri, Tiago, who last slew and thus banished Ertu, and the Baelor will hold no love for that house. Jarlaxle's smile widened so much that the psionicist apparently felt compelled to add, Patience. But of course, Jarlaxle thought, but did not say. He wanted Luskin back. He wanted Bregendieff back. He wanted to see the stars once more, and so he would, even if it had to be over his sister Quenthal's dead body. Chapter 17 The Order Within the Chaos. The 8 ruling matrons of Menzo Berenzon gathered around the spider-shaped table in the secret council chamber, with Matron Mother Quenthal Baenri and Matron Mes Barris Armgo taking their seats at the ends of the longest arms of the arachnid. Between them sat an empty chair, one that 7 of the ruling matrons expected would be filled in short order. But Matron Mother Quenthal knew better. This council had been long awaited, and indeed had been delayed longer than many had expected. Nearly all of House Sorlauren was gone from the city now, and a few of the ruling matrons were surprised to see Xerath Cusorlauren in attendance and seated in the chair of the third house to the right of Matron Mother Quenthal. Rumors had filtered throughout the city that Xerath had already departed. No matter, though, they all whispered, for surely this was the day of Xerath's formal withdrawal from the ruling council and House Sorlauren's formal withdrawal from Menzo Berenzon. Their settlement in the dwarven complex, once known as Gontalgrim, was going splendidly by all accounts. Several houses had already set up trading arrangements with the Sorlaurens, and indeed, some fine armor and weapons had already begun to flow back to Menzo Berenzon, crafted in the primordial forge. After the many obligatory prayers to the Spider Queen, led by High Priestess Sosumtu Baenri, Matron Mother Quenthal called the chamber to order. Surprisingly, though, Sosumtu did not depart, as was the custom. She moved to the chair between the Matron Mother and Matron Mes Barris and calmly sat down, a movement that clearly did not sit well with the matron of House Barris and Del Armgo, who squirmed in her seat and openly glowered at the Baenri High Priestess and then at Matron Mother Quenthal as well. "You know why we are gathered," the Matron Mother began. Matron Xerath Cusorlauren's expedition to the rediscovered dwarven mines has been quite successful and fruitful. By the will of Lolf, and as previously discussed in this very hall, it is time for us to rebuild that which was lost in the decades of tumult, in the war of the Spider Queen and the devastations of the Spell Plague. She looked to Xerath and bade her to speak. The city of Kuzor Larin is prepared, the old matron said as she stood. We secure the halls and the magical forge of the dwarves is fired once more, its flames the hot breath of a captured primordial. The declaration, though it was not news to anyone in the room, of course, brought a round of applause. Kuzor Larin is not an independent entity, Matron Mother Quenthal interrupted, stifling those cheers and drawing surprised glances from a few of the others, though the still-standing Matron Xerath's expression did not change. All of this had been long ago decided in private between the two, the others soon realized. You have your city as you desired, Matron Xerath, the Matron Mother explained, and your autonomy. To a point. Matron Mother Quenthal patted her hand in the air, bidding Xerath to sit down, and when she had, the Matron Mother continued. Kuzor Larin is a sister to Menzo Berenzon, and will pay a tithe, mostly in the form of armor and weapons, machines of war and the like. In its daily routines, Kuzor Larin is Matron Xerath's own to rule as she sees fit. But know this, my old rival, my old friend, my old enemy. In a time of need, Menzo Berenzon will call upon you, and you will answer as we desire. In a time of war, your soldiers will march to the call, and under the banner of Menzo Berenzon, and under the command of the Bayenri garrison. Your prayers to Lady Loth will confirm these truths. Are we agreed? Matron Xerath nodded. My family is humbled by the great respect and opportunity Lady Loth has offered us. Kuzor Larin stands with Menzo Berenzon in peace and in war. You are our eyes to the world above, and the implements of your master smiths will sound gloriously throughout the tunnels of the Underdark, Matron Mesbaris added. And everyone in the room knew that she had done so merely to interject her voice into a discussion so clearly dominated by Matron Mother Quenthal. These events were moving along without Mesbaris's consent, without her opinion even. Is it your decision to remove yourself to your settlement at this time? Matron Mother Quenthal asked Matron Xerath. Yes, she answered. I will depart Menzo Berenzon within the 10 day. And so your seat? Matron Xerath took a deep breath, glanced across the way to Matron Mesbaris's left, at Matron Vidalma Tlabar of the 4th house, Thayan Tlabar,